USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Houston Astros forcing a Game 6 of the World Series as they defeated the Braves in front of the Braves' hometown crowd in Game 5 on Sunday evening. The Braves now have the 3-2 game series lead, but the series now moves on to Houston for Game 6 on Tuesday and Game 7 there if necessary. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki now confirming she has tested positive for COVID-19, saying she last had close contact with President Biden last Tuesday and any other senior White House official last Wednesday. She says she has been vaccinated, has mild symptoms, and expects to be back to work after a 10-day quarantine after a negative test. A man now in custody after a shooting at a Halloween party in Texas that left one man dead and 9 other people wounded.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Alec Baldwin saying little publicly about the accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Paparazzi did catch up with the actor in Vermont on Sunday morning, where he said he can't make any comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. Baldwin explaining that's only because there's an ongoing investigation, and he was told that he's not to speak to anyone about it. But he said, we are, quote, very, very well oiled, and the crew was shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened. He called it a one-in-a-trillion event. The Atlanta Braves could win the World Series tonight as they take on the Astros, hosting them in Game 5. They picked up a 3-2 win in last night's Game 4, thanks in large part to Dansby Swanson and pinch hitter Jorge Soler, who nailed back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to give the Braves that victory. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Upcoming Election Day in the United States does not hold many contests of national interest, but there's an interesting gubernatorial race going on in Virginia, and there's been a development in just the past couple of days.
After weeks of being locked in too close to call polling in the race for governor of Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin has now taken a healthy lead over Democrat and former Governor Terry McAuliffe in the latest surveys.
Our most recent polling that we've all seen shows that I'm winning with parents in a huge degree. We've got a giant surge from the Latino community. We see minority voters actually supporting Republicans for the first time in a long time.
A Fox News poll released Thursday showing first-time candidate Youngkin leading McAuliffe by 53% to 45% sent a jolt through the Old Dominion state. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And it is Halloween, and you can, of course, expect more little ghosts and goblins to be making the rounds this year over last year's numbers, as the pandemic was still raging a year ago. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky saying families should celebrate and go out trick-or-treating if they choose to, but she is still urging people to use, quote, prevention strategies to protect themselves and their family from COVID-19. She said as long as people do stay spread out during the trick-or-treating, it should be very safe for children. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.